Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Hitchhiker, written by Herman van der Verf, translated by David Colmer, and read by Eric Sigmundson. One. It was going to be the trip of a lifetime, touring Iceland in a camper van. As long as I've known Isa, she's wanted to go there. Before, we couldn't afford it. After Jonathan's birth, we found a short holiday at home in the Netherlands expensive enough. Now we had the money, Jonathan was old enough, and I had my reasons too. Believe it or not, I was convinced this holiday would save my marriage. The day of our departure, I dropped by to see my mother. She'd called the night before to tell me there was something she wanted to give me before we left. "You don't have to give me anything," I said.
"Don't be silly," she replied. "But it'll be a shame if you can't make it."
It was a half-hour drive to the town I grew up in, and our flight to Keflavik didn't leave till 5, so I told her I'd be able to. I pulled up in front of my mother's around 10. She wasn't sitting in her regular spot, her reading chair by the window. That meant she was in the kitchen making coffee. My visits to my mother follow a fixed pattern. She always gives me a cup of coffee with a splash of milk in it. She knows I don't take sugar. The fact that I have been drinking it black, without any greasy milk, for a few years now is something I once, for no good reason, kept quiet about, and once you've started keeping something quiet, it's not easy to suddenly bring it up. Over the coffee, she'll ask about Jonathan first. When is he going to come visit again? She'll let my evasive answer go. She'll ask about Isa, always in relation to her work.
Is Isa doing well at work?
That's because Isa is more or less the same thing as her work. Nothing like me. I work at an office, just 3 days a week. I am not my job. In fact, I'm everything but my job. If somebody asks me how I'm going, I usually change the subject to Isa in the same sentence. How she's going. She's a molecular biologist and does research into protein synthesis. She used to research the cultivation of cyanobacteria for biofuel. Yes, my wife is someone you can be proud of. But just because I don't have such high demands and only want a simple life with my family, it doesn't mean I don't have any dreams or don't know what it is to be passionate about something. Which is what people often think when you've settled for spending a few days a week in an office. I just don't push as hard and keep things to myself. All the neighbors' windows were closed. No bikes out the front, no toys in the yard. In July, this place was like a ghost town, strangely empty and as sterile as a film set that will be repopulated after the tea break by actors who look like your neighbors. The house keys were in my pocket because this was the house I grew up in. "Hello," I called, not loudly, because it had never been a house people shouted in. As always, I took off my shoes on the doormat and walked through to the living room. I couldn't smell any coffee, which struck me as strange. I didn't find my mother in either the living room or the kitchen. She would sometimes have a nap around noon, but 10:15 seemed early. And she was expecting me.